On Thursday night, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas received a senior American delegation headed by U.S. President Donald Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner. The visit is part of the delegation's Middle East tour aimed at exploring ways to advance the so-called Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Before the meeting, however, scores of Palestinians rallied in Ramallah to voice their opposition to any U.S.-sponsored negotiations between the Palestinian Authority and the Israelis. They argued that Washington would only seek to secure Tel Aviv's interests.
The U.S. is the strategic enemy of Palestinians and our cause. It is involved in uncovering all the crimes committed by Israelis against our people. This is why we cannot accept it to mediate or revive the negotiations. It will only complicate the situation.
The objective here is clear. They want to pressure the Palestinian leadership to agree to any solutions. We agree on rejecting these pressures. We will not accept their claims that our prisoners and martyrs are terrorists. We will not accept anything less than a Palestinian state.
Palestinians express low expectations for the U.S. delegation's mission. They insist there isn't a glimmer of hope that the American administration will change its positions and politics. It only would continue its unconditional support to Israel.
The delegation that also included special U.S. envoy Jason Greenblatt also met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where Kushner described U.S.-Israeli relations as stronger than ever. Experts say that U.S. officials are trying to push the Palestinians into direct talks which are set to favor Israeli interests and end up in major concessions from the Palestinian side. Mona Qandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.